from Chinatown in Los Angeles. It's Touch Touch Publishing on Kaechung Radio.
Why can't a man stand alone? Must he be burdened by all that is taught to consider his own, his skin and his station, his skin and his crown, his flag and his nation, they just weigh him down. You know pride is a sin that we tend to forgive, but it gets hard to live when you don't have the love in your heart to begin with. Why can't a man stand alone? Why what she seems? Must she be tarnished by men who can only be men in their dreams? When beauty meets ignorance, they shout in the streets, repeating their offer to girl they meet. The respect that she needs, it isn't a gift, but it gets hard to lift yourself up when you don't have the strength to begin with.
Sexy when it's a search, and then and sometimes and it's exasperating and depressing when it's a fight. You know, when it's, and I think both are going on at the same time. You know, but it is a beautiful search, and I'm just reminded of Tarkovsky saying, you know, artists, they don't even know what they're looking for. They're going on this journey, and they don't even know if or what they're gonna find. It was confirming to me, and it let me be like, I'm okay, because I don't even know what I'm looking for. In the search, there's been stuff that you can pick up and hold and read and smell, you know, the paint on the canvas and the words on the page and the film and stuff, the portraits, you know, that you could put in your DVD and play. But I don't even know what that search is gonna what I'm gonna find, you know, and I'm comfortable with that now. It's even a thing that transcends for me. I mean, this is where spirit comes in. It transcends even the physical. The two are not mutually exclusive, but I'm also searching for something different that in a way has everything and nothing to do with art. It's a very strong impulse in me, searching for the creative moment, you know, and it's trying to find that moment where you can explore and play and that creative moment, the moment where you can let these things that we've helped shape us and our influences and our aesthetic to just kind of get out and see what happens. Yeah, is it going to be a painting? Is it going to be a film? Is it going to be a sculpture? Is it going to be, I don't know, an action, a performance? The painful thing, man, is just working the jobs, you know, that I'm not even overqualified for. I'm not overqualified. I feel bad sometimes. And I'm an earnest person, you know? Like, I mean, again, you know, we were talking about school before. I mean, well, I did horrible in school, but I wasn't fucking smoking doobies in the stairwell or ditching class to go do, you know, I was earnest, man, you know, and that hurt even more than I was like giving it a good go. It's the same thing with the jobs, you know, I'm trying to do my best, but you just feel like a fish out of water with, like, I've worked sales jobs, I've worked, you know, I was a bartender, I've done that.
like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where. Oh,
foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And that's something that really helps me out, you know, to know that, you know, however you want to look at Jesus, you know, as a historical figure. I mean, something that interests me is, this is starting to shift now to country, but the way that we define our fucking time as a whole species, B.C. and A.D., was influenced by this one individual historical figure. Let's just take him as a historical figure. You know, that was always something. Even as a kid, I remember the A.D. and B.C. thing and not knowing what that meant, not knowing Jesus Christ or any of that stuff, and asking about it, I think, or you learn it in school or something, being like, it's so bizarre, like this guy that lived 2,000 years ago, like, split the way that we look at time as a species in half, you know, and that this same person says that, you know, that this person that split time in half for us, and say what you want to say about him or what his followers did, changed history, undoubtedly. I mean, there's a Bible in almost every fucking building, every house. That he said that, you know, and that's how I feel sometimes. I feel like, first of all, I think part of it is not just me chasing the creative spirit. I feel like I'm trying to save my soul, you know, so I, in a sense, I don't even think I can live another way, you know. I think my mind, I don't know how I can process living, you know, otherwise, you know, where I don't have just a little time to take a time out and say, whoa, like, what's going on here? What's going on with the world? What's going on with me? You know, and maybe not just think about it, but, you know, sort through it by writing and painting. And all, so much of what I do is just try to work out the fuck is going on, you know, in this world. As fictional as it gets and as bright and shape driven as it is, I'm still trying to figure out, like, you know, what's going on with this thing.
You are listening. listening to Touch Touch Publishing on K-Chan Radio.
Let's start at the top.
You are listening to Touch Touch Publishing on K-Chan Radio.
I lose wallets, I lose sunglasses, I lose hats, scarves, gloves, nail clippers, toothbrushes. Sit on them or leave them on the counter in the shop. Hats and scarves, woolly hats, woolly scarves, two or three probably every winter.
Inside those two, there were two more. It's not an easy situation. But there was something like abandon in the air. There was something like the feeling of the idea of silk scarves in the air. There was a kind of madness to it, the kind we read about in magazines. one of the bags contained a bottle of liquor, a sure sign of thoughtfulness about who one might have been. He poured himself a small drink in a fluted plastic glass sans ice. He thought to himself, if I were from the big town, I would be calm and debonair. The big town doesn't send its riffraff out. He sat on the bed, both feet on the floor. He studied the ashtray and tried to rule out preference, preferring over not preferring. But he preferred gravity over what other state, preferring in that case Earth, the Earth as they say, preferring some state over non-state. Now he grips himself with determination, even knowing that it causes sadness. He is determined to be what? He is determined to be serious. He had determined once to be serious. Later he knew that he had made a mistake. But too late, he had arrived, and there were rooms, and all rooms were not the same. Some better than others, he thought. A better view, a better layout, better shower, softer bed, not so far from noise, more like home, etc., etc. Very abstract. He lifted the telephone from its cradle. His determination got stronger, if not clearer, even as he faded in its force. Were it not for our momentum, the inertia of our actions, the constant inspiration of our habits, we could not continue. The will is almost nothing, he thought to himself. The sound of the first ring, he hung up. He pushed down the button and listened to the silence of the object in his hand, and then he hung up. Very dramatic. The phone rang immediately. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He brings this cloud of conditions with him. He is at the center of a ball of hot stuff that we haven't put our minds to yet. And sitting on the bed in the motel room is no different. Somewhere in another room in range, somebody got up and phoned him.
Hard to figure out.
It happens
all
the time.
You don't always know motivations.
The kind of restlessness in that range.
Although that there is a higher regard.
He sat and thought about obedience. He had resolved that of the two kinds, the kind that takes every message of order, rule, law, as error, that everybody who passes along these messages, that loathes the buildings, that contradicts the inner voice, that resists in short was his, and that the other kind, how could it be? He wasn't happy with the world. He worked with the forwardness and the backwardness. He worked with what things are ahead of us and with what things are behind us. I guess the other kind would be to work with things that are alongside the attachments. Obedience was impossible for him. At the same time, he was cooperative and indeed solicitous. No one in the world would have mistaken him for a real person.
and knowing what's happening.
Obedience,
and at times it's going to cause a great deal of confusion. Because along with when someone does go with
the other kind works with the things that are the alongside us, the attachments. At the same time, he was cooperative. The numbers on the telephone, the parts of the book, the notes of the scale, they are the same, are they not?
The relationship that continually
they come from the sameness of the idea of the outsideness, not the alongside the outsideness, the differentness. It was a problem being cooperative and at the same time refusing obedience and carrying the load of the idea
and
of differentness.
I think that I will choose not to make this a long-term relationship. I think you will have an opportunity.
He wants.
I'm not telling you that. See, I don't see it. I don't see it. Probably for the next year.
It's just like for every other man.
Yeah. I don't think you have any decision to make one way or
another. Fantasy is the distance. The reluctance, the reticence,
I think
the utterance.
By 93, sometime in 93, you're going to be saying, now wait.
The fantasy is the uncleanness.
If you're going to make this commitment, let's
so getting
let's
up
start
gets to be a problem for a sensitive person like him.
Let's do something, you know, either shit or get
the
off
problem
your
is to run that gauntlet again.
And
remove
I think
problem.
93, toward
remove
the end of
gauntlet. Remove run. Remove is to. Remove the. Remove that.
And I think that, that if you
leave this,
if you are not,
take this, whatever.
This individual isn't.
He likes the motel room with
I
a slightly blue body.
This individual very likely would make a commitment if he would say no.
When he is alone,
really
he forgets sometimes to walk.
My biological clock is saying,
just
that's not married.
Sometimes they touch, sometimes they don't, and everything in between. As sometimes he forgets to combine talk with thinking, and just thinks, or just talks. Especially, I think, it happens in those rooms, who knows why. The way it disconnects from what's just outside is predictable, is it not so? It never stops being a mystery. We have talked about it. When he says hello, you hear a long whining sound, which is his voice and the hello. It is as different from whatever, the way one might remember, as a sound a cat would make. He is not unusual in this, I think. He is absolutely uninhabitable. A thankless star. Remove star. Remove thankless. Remove air. The place where he has a special way of speaking, but it seems only to make him more like other men.
obviously I knew what my financial circumstances were at that time when I had to leave the place. So I think my mind just knew that I was clearly not gonna find a situation like I was living with my brother. It was beautiful, an apartment complex with a shower and amenities and peaceful neighborhood. So I think my mind just didn't even go there because it's kind of thinking like survival, what's gonna happen, you know? And the room had no windows at all. It just had a little 12-inch circle cut out of a hole on the ceiling. That like kind of light, a little bit of light would come through that, but it had this like rotating thing on top of it that cut the light, you know, and so it made these patterns in the walls really interesting. But it was a rainy day, and so I sat down there and I would just hear I remember hearing the raindrops tinkle on the tin, you know, whatever that thing was, and just having such peace, you know, and being like, wow, this is gonna be my room. This is gonna, not my room, like my life, you know? And so I told my brother, I said, hey man, you know, you're not here. I found a situation, he's cool with it. He moved in with his girl and packed up my shit, and my brother helped me move, his family is obligated to do. And I remember him dropping off my boxes, and you could tell he was visibly shook. He was like, really, you could tell he was felt sorry for me, man. Like I fucked up or something. And I remember feeling that for him, and I just had to be like, yo, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay, you know? And sure enough, I fucking, like, day after day, I start to fine tune things, and I start to get things dialed and pushed away. And of course, I'm cramming over 100 paintings, cramming that away and getting it dialed in, and then it started to feel good, man. It started to hum, you know, and get a good thing going, and I felt peaceful. Then I was like, yeah, okay, this is gonna be what's up, man. And I bathroom, but if you didn't have a shower, not having a shower, there's a couple options. The ones that I chose were basically showering at people's house or generous enough to do it, and which was actually really fun, that whole thing. But also, man, sometimes you make a call and your first choice ain't there, she's out playing tennis, and you make your second call and she's at Trader Joe's and you're fucked for the night, dude. And you might have been having a, what, where are you going walking down here to be not in the summertime? Moved in July was my first, you know, so you're nasty, man. So you gotta just psychologically adjust that and be like, okay, this is what's going down. I smell, I'm sticky, and I'm not getting a shower until at the very earliest tomorrow. Who knows? Who knows, people are working, whatever. But you know, you get a good little bird bath, scrub the balls off in the sink, you know, that's a good looks. And if the people up front were out for the night, that was cool, because I go back and I just splash in literally a puddle at the, but it's a concrete floor, so when I wake up, it'd be all evaporated. It's like magic, dude. It's great. But then sometimes they would be working until 3 in the morning. Sometimes they pull overnighters, and I'm like, fuck, I can't get a shower. I can't, you know, like, I mean, this is what I gotta sit in, man, you know? So it's really interesting. I'm going back into it now. It's not like it's over. This round 2 is about to start now.
See you walk away from me, child. you see, I love you so much. I don't want to see you leave me, baby. Most of all, I just don't want to be free. I was just sitting here thinking, of your kiss and your warm embrace, child. When the reflection in the glass that I held to my lips, now baby, revealed the tears I had on my face. I would rather be blind, child. Than to see you walk away from me.
Reorganization around where he works, what's going on. If he's not working for himself, he has to be in a position of authority. There's some kind of decision making he will do on the job that will bring pressure to him. There's a lack of communication that your father does. He doesn't always talk about what he wants, what he needs, what's important to him. And at times doesn't even know what he wants or needs. Questions, what would you like to ask?
Love me.
I'm not sure that your father wanted a relationship with his children. I'm not sure that he wants that. I'm not sure that he thinks he can handle the things that come with that. He just doesn't appear to have the skills to do that. Okay. All right, what do we do next? It's your mom. And this is your little brother. And your mom and dad. Stands comes directly from your mother.
That's such key chunk.